To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts and union as you work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor, filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm going to call the Kendall County Board meeting, adjourned September meeting, to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sessage?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles? Ms. Gilmore? Mr. Grader? Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
All right, we have quorum. May I get a motion to approve the County Board minutes from April 16th, 2019?
Second.
Motion by, was it Kellogg? Second by Vickers. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? May I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with the following amendments. I'd like to move item 12A1 before 6A.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Flowers. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so we have the agenda approved as amended. All right, for special recognition, we do have the Chapel on the Green presentation, and we do have a little bit of history. Is someone here to accept the plaque? And
yes.
Okay, go. You can come on up. You can step to the podium. Hi, good morning. So this is the Chapel on the Green Award presentation. We have a little information on the Chapel of the Green. The Chapel on the Green building at 107 West Center Street was built in 1855 at the time of the original members of the Congregational Church, who organized in 1836, chose to construct the building based on plans approved by the church administration in Albany, New York, at a cost of $1,000. In 1955, to meet the demands of the growing membership, the current building was raised in place and a lower level basement kitchen reception area was added along with the two-story Heritage Hall on the building's north side to accommodate the Sunday school classes. In 1990, the congregation constructed a new complex on Yorkville's north side in the Countryside subdivision. Usage of the Center Street Church building was then passed to the Kendall County Historical Society. In 2010, that group relinquished use of the building to the current non-for-profit organization, the Chapel on the Green, NFP. In 2016, the building was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. Several key historic features of the building include the original stained glass windows, 1899 Hinner's pipe organ. The organ, manufactured at Pekin, Illinois, is fully functional and maintained for use at weddings and other events. Wedding Dress Museum Room, where a number of dresses are on display as well. In addition to hosting weddings and other events, a variety of programs are offered throughout the year. The building today serves as a community center for several organizations. Weekly meetings of the Boy Scout Troop 40 are held at the site. The kitchen space is home of the Treasure Breads, a company specializing in the baking of gourmet sweetbreads, and Calico Cultures, a group who creates and restores historic quilts. Quilters.
Quilters. Yeah.
The K was throwing me off, sorry. Future historical restoration goals include repairing wood to match the original color, returning the organ to the original position, removing the current tile ceiling out, and returning to the original tin ceiling. Because of the importance of the Chapel of the Green to the history of Kendall County and the tireless efforts of the volunteers to preserve this important piece of our history, the Kendall County Historic Preservation Commission awards Chapel on the Green with the 2019 Award for Preservation of a Commercial Structure. Thank you. And please state your name for the record. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Ken Donnert.
And Ken, how are you involved with Chapel of the Green?
I'm the treasurer at the Chapel.
Great. And do you have anything to say that you want to add to that?
No, that's pretty much it. There's a lot of volunteers. It's all volunteers that are in this organization. It's been a lot of work, but I think that it's been a success.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming. We do have a plaque here for you, and do you want to come around?
We have a board meeting tomorrow night, so I'll make sure I show it off.
Oh, good. Here you go. And it says the 2019 Kendall County Historic Preservation Commission Award, Chapel on the Green, and it's obviously a way to put it on your hair over there.
Right.
Yes, please, Liz, come in. Because Liz has laryngitis or bronchitis, so. There's so many, yeah.
It's like Hollywood.
Thanks so much.
I got a picture of that.
Great having you here.
Thank you. Your last name. Donnert. Thank you.
So thank you so much. I know when I first moved here to Yorkville, Chapel on the Green was one of those things that I was like, oh, look at this town. It's so sweet and quaint. So it's definitely a gem of our town and our county. So I appreciate you maintaining that building and keeping it going. All right. So our next special recognition, one of my favorite people, Deputy Commander Joe Gillespie, if you would like to step forward. And because Mr. Prochaska has probably known you the longest and worked with you the longest, he's going to go ahead and read all of your accolades. So we appreciate you being here, Joe.
All right. Deputy Commander Joseph Gillespie is a 21-year veteran of the Kendall County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Commander Joseph Gillespie was a graduate of the Illinois Police Training Institute Corrections Academy, where he graduated in the top 10% of his class. Deputy Commander Joseph Gillespie graduated from Benedictine University with a degree in business administration. He also graduated from Northwestern University with a certificate from the School of Police Staff and Command. He is an Illinois Professional Emergency Manager, FEMA Emergency Management Agency Certified Professional Development Program, and is a Certified Homeland Security Professional. Deputy Commander Joseph Gillespie has been decorated 3 times for outstanding performance for his work in the jail addition, the KenCom build-out, and the security system upgrade. Before becoming the Deputy Commander of Corrections of the Kendall County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Commander Gillespie served as a field training officer, sergeant, and staff sergeant. Deputy Commander Gillespie was also a member of the Kendall County Special Response Team, where he served for 10 years. Deputy Commander Gillespie also served as co-chair of the Strategic Communications Reserves, which is a standing committee with the Illinois Terrorism Task Force for the state of Illinois. Deputy Commander Gillespie also serves on the FirstNet Advisory Committee for the state of Illinois. Deputy Commander Joseph Gillespie has also served as past president of the Kendall County Chiefs of Police Association. He has been awarded the Life-Saving Medal in 2008 and 2018. Deputy Commander Joseph Gillespie also received the Medal of Valor for the incident that happened in the jail in 2018. In addition to his current position, Deputy Commander Gillespie frequently speaks on the topic of radio communication and National Incident Management Systems, NIMS, at law enforcement conferences.
Okay. That's a long list. Would you like to say anything before I go? please do.
Most importantly, I want to thank the men and women that I work with and have worked with for the past 21 years as I enter into the new chapter of my life. Without them, things couldn't happen. So that's the most important. Obviously, the county board, all the people from various offices throughout the county, facilities, the health department, who else is here? The highway department, obviously the sheriff's office, and you know, with working the collaboration that I've had, they've made my job easier over the last 21 years. Most importantly, I'd be remiss if I did not thank my wife. She gave me the opportunity to exceed in my career for the last 21 years. So it's all in her.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. And you're officially retiring
in
what day?
A couple days.
Friday,
May 24th.
Would you like to come up and say something? Because you know I have to say something.
Absolutely. So I'll let everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Congratulations to Joe on his retirement. There's not a lot that's gone on in the jail and the public safety center that Joe hasn't touched in some way or another, so I know his fingerprint is going to be around for a long time after he leaves, and I know that he's part of the fabric of the sheriff's office and has done a lot over the years, so he's going to be missed, but he still has pledged that we can call him on things that we will need. So there's nothing that he's never shied away from a task or a duty to do something in my 4.5 years here, and then also when I was the chief of Oswego. So he's going to be missed, but I know he's got some excitement ahead of him and some opportunities. So congratulations.
Thank you. So, Joe, just for me, when I came to the board in 2012, I've always been really good. So anyway, you were always one of those people that, because we differed so greatly on our political endeavors and parties, I always thought we'd sort of clash, but we never did. And you always respected my position. You encouraged me. You were a friend to me. I count you as a friend. And I think that people are always surprised to hear that when, you are who you are and, Republican Party chair out here. And I think it's encouraging to know that people of differing sides can also be friends and talk to each other. And we did. We had many clashes on those political beliefs and things like that. But I've always respected your position. I love law enforcement. I think about you guys when you're out there. And you with your NIMS training for all of us. Do you even still do that for the board members? We did that in 2012, yeah. So I feel more prepared for our emergency readiness when we need it. So I really appreciated that a lot. So thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed. And Lenore, and you're right, it is because of Lenore that you are who you are and that you were able to do what you do, as it is most oftentimes with, couples. So with that, does anybody else want to say anything? I know Joe has been around the county for a long time and worked with everybody. Yes, Amal, come on up.
I just want to say very briefly that Joe is a man of humility and kindness, and that counts for so much, along with all the other great things. He's been a great partner in our preparedness work. Has wonderful judgment in terms of emergency preparedness, but humility and kindness are something that Joe will take with him and give to others all along the way. So Joe, what a fabulous colleague we have had in you.
Thank you, Dr. Tokars. So with that, we do have a plaque for you. It's not a proclamation of, Gillespie Day or anything, but it does say, congratulations on your retirement, Joseph T. Gillespie. Do we know what T stands for?
Timothy.
Deputy Commander, Kendall County Sheriff's Office, thank you for 21 years of service and dedication to the County of Kendall, Illinois, July 13th, 1998 to May 24th, 2019. So thank you.
I didn't want that in my speech, so. Tom, do you want to come in, too?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, since you're the reason.
Yes. Yes.
I think we should find some loophole to keep him.
Well, we'll be gone. How do you do this? Thank you.
Thank you. Yay!
So I know Chairman Greider will be sad that he missed that. So we're going to take a 10-minute break because we do have some refreshments upstairs. So you all are welcome to shake hands with Joe. And all right, are we ready to start the show again? It's 9:33 a.m. and we are on public comment. Do we have any public comment this morning? All right, seeing none, do we need executive session?
Not for Mari.
Okay. Old business? New business? Seeing none. All right, elected officials report and other department reports. Sheriff, do we have anything?
No report.
No report? Nothing to add?
Nothing for the good of the order.
Okay. County clerk?
My revenue report is in the packet if anybody has any questions.
Any questions or comments? Treasurer? Don't see Jill here. Clerk of the courts?
I just have, we'll be meeting Thursday with the union to go over wages. So as soon as I have any information, I will let you know what they are asking for. And also, I was just recently appointed to the Finance Committee for the Circuit Clerks Association.
Oh, great.
So, more meetings.
Oh, I bet you like that.
And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Robin. State's Attorney?
No report. Concerns, any questions?
Okay. Any questions for State's Attorney? All right. Coroner?
Aye.
Ms. Purcell? That's good. We enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. So in the month of April, we had 21 deaths. 20 of those were natural. We had one accidental death, which was an overdose, which was our only death that we've had in the first half of the fiscal year that was related to overdose. We had two instances where we used toxicology, two autopsies, and authorized 11 cremation permits. We responded to four different scenes, transported three bodies. We facilitated the Lights of Hope support group for families and friends who've been impacted by an overdose death. I attended the Illinois Association of County Officials to meet with the Illinois County Coroners for their working group. We didn't have our official meeting at that time. We facilitated a tissue donation to Eversight, which is a cornea, like eye donation of Illinois, and Gift of Hope for tissue donation. Chief Deputy Coroner Gotti provided a new hire orientation to the Sheriff's Office, a new hire patrol deputy. We gave a tour of the Kendall County Morgue to three members of the public who called and requested, and a total of 32 community service hours were served in the coroner's office throughout the month of April. So.
You want to talk about your new intern at all?
Andrew is just going to be with us for the summer. He's going to Liberty University in Virginia, actually, but lives here in Yorkville. And his he's studying, actually, like accounting, finance, and whatnot. So he's actually just doing administrative type of things and trying to see. So, yeah, he's not, like, in the back. He's in the front office. And okay. He's going to be working, like, seeing how budgets work, seeing how the vouchers work, helping. We're also kind of looking at doing some grant writing for there's a grant opportunity for monies for offices who want to work on their accreditation, which costs a lot of money. So we're going to kind of dabble in that and see if we can get that.
Excellent.
So,
any questions for the coroner? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Health Department.
Thank you.
Good morning again. I just wanted to pass out some information on breast cancer awareness. These information sheets were prepared at the request of one of our municipalities that wanted to pass them out at a community event. So I just wanted to make that available as here as well. That information's on our website. You'll see male breast cancer information as well. It is not common, and it's not something that we usually put information out on, but we have had requests for that. There's more stigma attached to that, so sometimes people don't want to ask about it publicly but do want to know. And then finally, I want to announce that on the 28th of this month, we have our second solid waste planning meeting, which is chaired by Member Gilmore, and also Chairman Grider is a member of that committee, as well as Todd and a number of others. So I just wanted to announce that as well. And that's all.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor of Assessments. Andy, is that your official title, Supervisor of Assessments, or what was, didn't we talk about this at the last meeting?
It's either Supervisor of Assessments or Chief County Assessing Official, either way. Doesn't matter. It's the same position. Don't care.
Okay.
So on May 30th, which is what, next Thursday, at 4 o'clock, the Farmland Review Committee will be having the annual meeting to approve the assessments that the state gives us for farmland. All the productivity indexes are increasing by $32.01 per acre for 2020. So last year, I think it was $29. They take 10% of the median PI, which is 111,
okay,
and take 10% of that and add that to all of the PIs. So it used to be 10% for all of them, but to catch up the bad to the good, they've done it this way. So, and again, that's
every year.
Pardon me?
Is that typical every year?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the data they're using is the most recent 5 years of data that they've got, so we still have some of the better things that were in as far as, like, the commodity prices and that are still in that information. So it can go down, but it hasn't gone down in over 20 years.
Gotcha.
So I think 96 or 97, somewhere in there. So, and that meeting's held in the Border Review Room, which is right next to my office.
On the 30th.
On the 30th.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's all I've
got.
Anybody
have any questions or comments? Mr. Kellogg, anything?
No.
Anything to add to that? Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Standing committee reports. Planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Prochaska?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion for the approval of an annual facility inspection report for NPDES permit for stormwater discharge from separate stormwater systems, filing fee of $1,000 to be paid from the Planning, Building, and Zoning Department's NPDES permit fee line item.
We have a second?
Second
by Hendricks. Roll call, please. Or do we have any discussion? Any questions or comments on that? Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye. Let the record
Hendricks?
Show she squeaked aye. Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion for the approval of petition 1920, request from the Kendall County Planning, Building, and Zoning Committee to repeal and replace the Kendall County's junk and debris ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Do we need a roll call for this? Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Aye.
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes. All right. All ayes. Law, justice, and legislation.
I'd like to make a motion for the approval of the Sheriff's Office to issue an invitation to bid for food services.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. Roll call, please. From
Commander Richardson passed around.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's the one you're voting on, is the new one.
Okay.
So we're
good. There are no changes to the significant changes to the plan.
No changes to the plan?
No. The plan, no, just the timing of how the
Thank you.
Did you want to speak to this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Actually, there is a slight change on page 2 of the contract that was previously presented at LJL. The term of the invitation to bid has changed to include some language on page 2 in number 4 and number 5 as to the length of the term and when it will expire.
And that was all accepted by the state's attorney's office,
yeah,
right?
That was the
recommendation. Okay.
Everything else, the terms and price per meal, all those are all set.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Any more comments or questions? Okay, now we'll call. Thank you.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All right, the ayes have it.
I'd like to make a motion for the approval of an amendment to the agreement with the United States Marshal's Office to provide housing for federal inmates.
Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Second by Ms. Hendricks. Any questions, comments? Do you want to speak to this? Anybody?
This increases the amount that the county is receiving from the United States Marshal's Office pending budget allocation from the federal government. This should be a nice little extra chunk of change that we're bringing in.
How much more was it, or was it a different in price? Thank you, Sheriff.
It goes from it adjusts to $80 from $75, and the guard transportation rate goes to $38 from $35.
Okay. Do you want to speak to this?
Sure. This basically, we've been negotiating with the U.S. Marshal's Office on our contractual rate. You can do that every 3 to 4 years. So it had been about 3 years since we started housing the prisoners, or about 3.5. So we've been in negotiations. We ended at $80, which is a $5 increase from the current $75, and then we ended at $38 for the hourly reimbursement for the deputies on the transports from $35 to $38, and everything else will stay the same as far as the conditions of the contract, but I wanted to get approval of the amounts, so then when we get the official contract back, then it's ready to go.
Okay.
And then we'll have the state's attorney look at the contract. I've been told that there's no changes. So.
And how many federal inmates do we have currently?
This morning we had 90.
Okay. So that's
yeah, we're up in the federal inmate area. We've had as high as 101. But we've been around 90 for the last month and a half, I believe, or something like that. Bobby would know, is that correct? Okay.
Liz, do you have something?
I do have a question. Does it limit the number of federal prisoners that we can take in, or if we have more of our prisoners, do we have to send our prisoners elsewhere because we have more federal inmates? How does that work?
No. Currently, with our we're able to house our own inmates, so this has no effect. Our current population of our inmates it goes up on the weekends because, you know, people are, they have sentences that include on the weekends, but for the most part, we're averaging in the mid-50s. So a 200 bed facility, you got about 55 of your own prisoners. There's quite a bit of room for others. So we're in a position that we're utilizing our resources the best that we can in order to help our bottom line. We're on track to probably come in well over $2 million this year for housing outside inmates. So that goes to help pay down the bond payment. In fact, we're almost where we're going to bring in about 50% of our operating costs for the jail. It's not a bad position to sit in. It really helps our financial well-being here in the county.
Thank you.
Ms. Andrew.
I just Thank wanted you. To say that, and I'm going to ask you to speak to this point, the number of federal inmates that we get in the housing that we're doing of them is, we're kind of unique in the capacity that they're willing to give to us, and that's due to some of the work by the board, but also because of creativity and diligence and excellent management. And I was wondering if you would speak to everybody here about why the federal government is preferring to send prisoners here, because it's important to understand that in the context of this.
Yeah, Yes. After some meetings, and I know Commander Richardson had recently went in and met with the marshals downtown, they like our facility. They get good feedback from the prisoners, some of the programs that, that we have been able to institute because of the board and also because of the men and women that work in the jail. They come forward with some ideas in order to improve safety in the jail and also to provide opportunities for the inmates to help reduce recidivism in the inmates. Once a year, the federal, they usually send out a federal judge and a defense attorney and a representative from the marshal's office, and they do a walkthrough. Last year it happened in July, so we look forward to the, to them coming out again. And you know, we have some unique programs in the jail that helps reduce the violence. The team really does well in the classifications of the inmates in order to minimize any problems between the inmates. So it's been successful. Don't get me wrong, there's been some challenges, you know, that have came with that, but I you know, the men and women that work the back in the jail, as we refer it, they really have stepped up, and they're really a professional group. And during all this, we've also been able to achieve our accreditation of the jail. So, and also PREA compliant. So we get our PREA audits, you know, the Prison Rape Elimination Act. So we have a lot of things in place and really honed in on our policies and procedures, and it's really helped. So the Marshal's Office has increased their investment in the county because of the product that they receive. So we're excited about that, and a lot of it has to do with the support of the board. But as you can see, that can bring back an investment, you know, for the county, investing our current resources, you know, in order to pull that the funds into us, because we do have a bond payment on the jail. So this really helps to pay that and actually go a little bit past it. So that's a good thing.
Thank you. I just wanted that on the record.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm. All right. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Roll call, please.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussex?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion for the approval of a resolution authorizing the execution of a mutual aid agreement with the Illinois Coroners and Medical Examiners Association.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, second by Hendricks. And do we want to speak to this as far as?
This is a standard mutual aid. This came from us from Coroner Purcell. This will allow, if something happens, that we'll be able to call in other different coroner's offices for aid here in Kendall.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions or comments? All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussex?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All right, all yeses. Thank you. Administration HR?
I'm going to read for.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
I would like to make a motion to approve GIS Cloud Readiness Assessment Contract in an amount not to exceed $5,000.
Do I have a second? All right, motion by Vickers, second by Kellogg. Sure.
This was not sent for us for legal review, so I have to, and I did not receive a response back to the email. Let me know that you will be, if you are sued for this, you'll be sued in the state of Alabama. So be prepared for that. You're also agreeing to indemnify them, which you're not allowed to do so by law. So just letting you know those two things, and you're giving up your right to go to court. It'll all be by interest or by arbitration. Okay. As long as you understand those three things or compare to there. We asked if it was legal review wanted. We did not hear a response, so I just have to make that as part of the record that it's not in our recommendation that you prove it as it currently stands.
And I think when I saw the email come through, I just assumed if someone was having an issue with that. Mr. Keppel, you were fine with? I know you were on vacation, so I apologize. Did you see the email?
I saw the email today, and I don't ever like to speak necessarily to the legal ramifications and that about how bad that could be end up being for us. I know that the amount of money is not large on the contract, and that was discussed a little bit at the committee. From what I've been told in my recap, it's a not to exceed $5,000 amount, and it was at committee last Wednesday night, so it would have been a very, very quick turnaround in negotiations. There wouldn't have been time to have it reviewed. It's not an emergency, so if the board feels in the best interest to send it back for legal review, we can get it back and work on getting the language that's better for the county and then bring it back to the county board for final approval later.
Is there a consensus with it to send it back to for legal review? Yeah. So how do we do that? If we have a motion second on the floor, can we just not take a vote?
You have a motion.
You can withdraw the motion.
Okay.
If they want it. I'm not telling you should. I just
want no,
to
I
understand the legal ramifications
right.
on our side. I would like to make the record, too, as well as Ms. Hendricks says. So that if there's something that does come back, I at least gave you that advice.
And you chair this committee, right, Liz? So, and you would like it to go back for legal review?
I think we should bring it back.
You just withdraw your motion and it just gets referred back to.
Okay. All right, Ms. Vickers. Okay. All right, thank you.
And then we'll get the review. I'll speak with Scott and we'll get that legal review. Like I said, there are minor changes that usually are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to bring that to your attention.
I appreciate it. And we're not, like you said, in any rush to.
We want to get moving forward to update the technology, but again, this is not an emergency fix of a problem. It's to make sure we're ready to go to the cloud with our GIS, and so we can avoid having to have high server costs and all that here on site and modernize the system a little bit more. That's what the goal of this is. So it's not a overnight thing anyway.
Ms. Hendricks? No. Megan, did you want to speak to any of this, or you're good? You're fine with waiting as well? Okay. All right. Thank you. So then we will go ahead and wait on our legal review and then bring that back to a future meeting. Okay. All right. Number two, then.
I'd like to make a motion for the approval of release of admin HR executive session minutes from August 28th, 2018.
Second.
Seconded by Liz. Motion by Ms. Vickers. Can we do an all in favor of this?
Yeah.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Highway. I guess, do you want to do this, Mr. Kellogg?
Sure.
Since
I'll make a motion to approve preliminary engineering services agreement with Willett Hoffman and Associates, Inc. for a bridge replacement on Caton Farm Road over Ausable Creek in an amount not to exceed $142,421.28. Said funds to be taken out of the county bridge fund.
Motion by Mr. Kellogg.
Second.
Second by Ms. Vickers. Fran, do you want to come up and speak to this at all? Is he still here? Yeah, there he is.
Fran Kloss, County Engineer. I don't really have anything to add. This project's inside the plan, and would just moving forward with the engineering at this time. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So it's basically just moving forward to that phase for engineering, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any questions or anything? Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
All right, all ayes. Thank you.
Make a motion to approve preliminary engineering service agreement with Patrick Engineering, Inc. to design a storm sewer system along Chicago Road in Platteville, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $47,499.73. Said funds to be taken out of the transportation sales tax fund.
Motion by Mr. Kellogg.
Second.
Second by Ms. Hendricks.
Fran, if you'd explain how this is going to help the citizens of Platteville. It's kind of an important project for that area.
Yes, and this project is not currently programmed for construction funding in our five-year plan, but it will be when the five-year plan is modified this summer, this will be incorporated into it. We're having some pretty serious stormwater, well, I guess everyone in the county and in the region is having some water issues these days, but especially in the city of Platteville, or village of Platteville. Lots of standing water, lots of sump pumps running, and it's been really bad this year. So the plan is to install a storm sewer system on the south side of Chicago Road going from the Ausable Creek westerly to pick up all of this standing water and all of the sump pumps and downspouts and get rid of all of that nuisance water that's been really troubling them for many years.
You were saying at our committee meeting that this is the rainiest 12 months on record?
Wettest 12-month period in U.S. history and third wettest, I believe, in Illinois history.
So,
and it hasn't gotten better since the end of April, has it?
No. No, because it was raining this morning, so... Yeah, I think when people, especially with even the Millington Bridge talking about that, it's, you know, it just the rain is just not letting up for us to do anything. So this is,
no.
We're seeing issues on all sides. So
yeah.
Thank you.
For
any
sure.
questions or comments on that? All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Sanders?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes, thank you. And facilities, Mr. Kellogg.
Make a motion to approve engineering proposal from Healy Bender for the animal control facility upgrade in the amount not to exceed $16,000.
I have a motion by Mr. Kellogg.
Second.
Second by Ms. Vickers. Any questions or comments on this? We've been sort of waiting for this for a while.
Back and forth on this, and I believe this is the state's attorney's version that we finally sent to the Healy Bender and said, this is it.
Take it or leave it. So yeah, so just for everybody, you know, I think in government, it's just never a simple hire a contractor, hire an engineer, hire, you know, anybody. It's constant back and forth and legal review and things like that. So we really appreciate our state's attorney's office making sure that everything's done appropriately. So I appreciate that.
And Jim's done a lot of work.
And Jim, oh my gosh, is he still here, Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, he's here.
I never can speak to your accolades enough because I just think you're fabulous and all the work you do, and you know, you answer my emails right away and calls, so I appreciate it. We really are lucky to have you in this county. So
I'm going to have him come up and talk about the next project. This is very good news, and it's a project that's been going on for many years.
We have a motion and a second on the floor, go ahead and go ahead and hold. We're going to vote on this first, though, Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes. All right, all eyes. All right, up next.
So if Jim would give an update on the HVAC at the Public Safety Center, he's got some good news to share with everybody in a number of ways, so if you want to...
Good news is good.
First, I'll say thank you for the kind words.
Thank you.
The original project budget was $699,108. The board approved the amount of $769,019, not to exceed. That was with a 10% contingency factor. We did apply for two ComEd grants on this, one in the amount of $14,586 and one in the amount of $13,750. That was for one change order that we had approved by Facilities Committee to also upgrade the controls from a pneumatic control system on MZU3, which handles the western part of the jail, to make those direct digital control and get them on our computerized system. That was an amount of $20,768. So the total we've committed to is $719,876, so it's still under that 10%, but with the 28, we were actually awarded slightly more than what we applied for with ComEd. We were awarded $28,368. So if you take that off of the new total of $719,876, we're actually currently at $691,090. On the project, so it's under the original contracted amount still, even with doing additional work with those ComEd grants.
Excellent.
And overall, looking at the $699,108, we're about $8,000 under that number still, and we're not anticipating any other increases at this point or extras.
Knock on wood.
And today they are actually in the process of checking out the new chiller and hope to have it possibly online and running this afternoon or by tomorrow at the latest.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
it's
that.
Very exciting. I know we had debates for years about the communities program and how it worked and if it would work. And I can't remember the exact number, but I know we're saving, is it $200,000 off of the bids from 2 years ago? Were we almost to $900,000 on that?
When we bid it ourselves, yeah, it was... I think it was like $826,000, somewhere around there.
So we saved quite a bit of money. The project's gone really well. And Jim's been key to all of this, so I really appreciate what he does on a daily basis. It kind of blows my mind all the things you get done. So it's the Jim Smiley Show today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can tell that we're very appreciative of you, Jim.
Then one last thing.
Sure.
I know Chairman Greider mentioned the solar field being approved. If anybody wasn't here, but The solar field on the campus over there will be moving forward. We'll be having discussions in the future about that.
Great. I know that was really good news. I know with in facilities we were sort of lamenting about and moaning and groaning like, oh my gosh, is this not going to happen after all of the work we went through? So when it came through, we were talking about it at Cal, and we all just went, oh, it was like a sigh of relief that we got that. So yes. It's going to save us. Do we know what the true savings? Probably, I think it was something over...
Approximately $4 million over the life of the contract. Yeah. The annual number, I don't have in front of me.
165-ish.
Yeah.
So when we talk about, you know, government doing all we can to, you know, save the taxpayers' money, I think that was something that we all kept at the forefront.
It also cleans up a parcel of land that we've kind of let go over the years.
Yeah.
So putting that public land to use is kind of nice. Right now it's just overgrown with trees and overgrowth back there. So.
Yeah. No, that's great. Thank you for bringing that up. All right. Mr. Kellogg, it is still your floor with finance.
I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $1,653,641.47.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kellogg, seconded by Mr. Prochaska. Any comments or questions on this? All right, roll call, please.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All right, the ayes have it again. We've been very agreeable this morning. Thank you. All right.
Make a motion to approve an ordinance establishing civil fees and criminal and traffic assessments to be charged by the clerk of the circuit court.
Second.
Motioned by Mr. Kellogg, seconded by Ms. Vickers, Ms. Hendricks. Robin, did you want to speak to this at all? I know we discussed it at finance, yep. So.
Only if you have any questions.
So it starts on page 114 of your packet.
Right.
As we discussed in finance, we've been working on this one for at least 6 or 8 months. It follows the state law and fees they set up. It also follows some of the wording for where money will be deposited. We do have one thing we added back in. If any of you discussed at one point, they were going to eliminate law library and not, and they brought that back in and said that we can do that. So law library was re-added to this ordinance. That, just so you know, the fees collected by that probably won't cover the actual cost of law library. So when it comes to budget time, we'll probably be setting aside money for that. We also, for the court security, we're going to, in discussion with the sheriff, we've got a number we're going to try and keep that fund at and not to go below. That's a fund he uses for emergency projects or projects that aren't annual projects at the courthouse. We're going to keep that fund at a healthy balance for in case of those emergencies. So I guess that's the changes this will be.
And all of these fees are by statute.
By
anyway,
statute.
So it's, yeah. All right. Roll call, please.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
All right. The ayes have it.
Last, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of the release of finance executive session minutes reviews from September 13, 2018 and May 16, 2019.
Motion by Mr. Kellogg.
Second.
Second by Ms. Hendricks. Any discussion or anything, changes that you guys noted or anything? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great, thank you. All right, Committee of the Whole, we just have one thing from there. It's the approval of the release of the COW executive session minute reviews from October 11th, 2018 and May 16th, 2019. I needed a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Prochaska, second by Ms. Hendricks. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And can I get a motion for the standing committee minutes approval?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Prochaska, second by Ms. Hendricks. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. All right, special committee reports. Do we have anything on back? I don't even know who does. Is that, I think that's Mr. Greider, right? So he's not here. KenCom.
The KenCom Executive Board will be meeting jointly with the Operations Board this Thursday. Should be an interesting meeting.
Oh, really? Why?
It's a Joint meetings are usually.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and you're up, I think, for UCCI and other state associations and organizations?
Yes. For UCCI, the July conference will take place from July 21st through 23rd. If any members of the county board or any elected officials are interested in going, please let me know. UCCI will underwrite the costs towards your hotel stay. Also, the conference has no registration fee. In addition, the next ISACO board meeting will take place on June 14th. And anyone interested in going to the NACO convention from July 11th to the 16th, please let me know as well.
I know that conference I did back in the day was very informative, and I think it was well worth the drive out there to do that conference because we got a lot out of it. So I think you're going, I'm going. Ms. Vickers, are you going? Yeah. Anybody else? It's really, if you can ever get a chance to go or an opportunity. I know it's kind of a couple day thing, so it's not always easy to get out there, but it is well worth the information for sure. So, all right, historic preservation. Do you have anything, Liz? I know.
We had the presentation this morning and we're still working on the ordinance, so. Okay.
So that's it. Juvenile Justice Council, and I think that was Ms. Gilmer.
We just had our run in April. Very successful, had the most runners we've had ever. Obviously, the weather did not cooperate. Like, really didn't cooperate with much of anything this year so far. But as far as the turnout, so we'll have our scholarship winners. I think it's at the first day meeting in June. We'll be here so we can present those. They received their scholarships at the run, but we'll have them here for record.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. All right. Other business.
One thing.
Sure.
Our Open Meetings Act training, we do it every 2 years. Giving you advance notice, so you have plenty of time, will be September 19th at the Jury Assembly Room at the Kendall County Courthouse. It's either 5:30 or 6.
5:30.
5:30, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Formal invitations, notifications, the media, stuff like that will go out to everyone. But that's our annual one. Everybody now has been sworn in at the local city, villages, and so forth. So everyone will get the invite. Please attend if you choose to. This does not replace the Attorney General's Open Meeting Act training that you're required to do. So this is just informational. Attorney General puts it on in conjunction with our office. It's like we've done every 2 years. So.
I'm sorry, what day was that again?
September 19th, Jury Assembly Room.
Great, thank
that's
you.
It. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just wanted to give a quick update. The Kendall Housing Authority was recently just audited by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They informed us that our CMAP submission was actually incorrect, and they gave us the full score instead of 130 out of 135.
Oh. So we have the 135.
We have a perfect score.
Excellent. That's good. All right. Anything else? All right, Chairman's report. I'd like to get a motion for appointments of Terry Olson, KenCom Executive Board, Oswego Police Alternate, Melissa Mayey, or is it May?
May.
Historic Preservation Commission, 3-year term, expires May 2022. Karen McCarthy Lang, Regional Plan Commission, Oswego Township, 3-year term, expires 2022. Brian DeBolt, reappointment, Little Rock Fox Fire Protection District, expires April 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Hendricks, seconded by Mr. Prochaska. Do we need a roll call or does it matter? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Public comment? Seeing none. Questions from the press?
No questions, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. And no need for executive session at this point. All right, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion by Ms. Hendricks, seconded by Mr. Prochaska. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you.
Yeah.